You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We're going to start with Game 5 of the Stanley Cup semifinal series between the Lightning and the New York Islanders. As they were going crazy in Tampa, the Lightning scored early and often. Here is every single goal scored last night. See if you can count them up.
The shot was caught. It came right to Stamkos, and he scores. Here's Yanni Gord all alone. It deflects it off Andy Green. It's Killorn delayed, and he was harassed from behind. It came back out. It drops into the net. Game to Kucherov. Has been Stamkos scores. 2-1 winners in Game 3, and they have scored for the fifth time. They score. Hedman shot deflects past Sorokin. Kucherov for point. He scores. There it is.
Sphincter.
There is goal number 8.
Yes, in case you missed it, we're going to bring in WFAN sports guy Mike Francesa to count up all of those goals for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I got to stop you right there, Mike. There was 8 goals scored by the Lightning last night. 3 in the first, 3 in the second, 2 in the third. They win 8-0. That is a beatdown of epic proportions.
Wow.
The Lightning lead that series 3 games to 2. Marv Albert has sparked some controversy, the internet calling him racist. Of course, it's just people that don't understand. It's an old man that used an expression that I grew up with, but I don't use. But I'll just play it. During the Bucks-Nets series, Kevin Durant of the Nets, who makes a lot of money and is a great player, fell to the ground, at which point Marv Albert said,
"That's valuable property together."
He's pointing at him on the ground, saying that's valuable property on the ground, essentially.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm sure that phrase was born out of a bad thing, I'm guessing. But over the years, it has just become part of the team. You know, for a guy paid a lot, for a guy that means a lot to the team, you know, he's property of the team. I used to have shirts that said property of the New York Mets, property of the Steelers. I think that this is just an old man using an old expression. I don't think there was any malice. And hopefully he can just say, hey, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. You know, hopefully that'll be the case. Conor McGregor.
Happy to be here.
Yes, he is. Conor McGregor, according to Forbes, net worth for 2021, an estimated $180 million, ranks him first on their list of highest paid athletes for 2021, Lionel Messi, a soccer player, Cristiano Ronaldo, Dak Prescott for some reasons on this list, and LeBron James. So that's pretty good. I did not realize this, but did you know how much Conor got paid for the fight against Floyd Mayweather?
$50 million.
He got $100 million, according to Forbes.
What? Really?
Yeah, I did not.
Wow.
So I know they sold an S ton of pay per views, and they probably had that factored in. So I originally thought he was going to get somewhere around 50.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But apparently that number went way up. So I guess good for Conor McGregor.
Wow.
That is the Conor McGregor Report, sponsored by Jeremy Irons Cereal.
If you're looking for marshmallows, there are none. It's quite bland, I assure you.
Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib came out as the first active NFL gay player. He did it yesterday on Instagram. He was drafted by the Browns, played for the Buccaneers, now plays for the Raiders. Made the announcement. He wanted to say this for a long time, so he got it off his chest. He said a number of things in the video, including that he was going to do his best to do his part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And he was also going to donate $100,000 to the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services for the LGBTQ+ community.
Nice.
In 2015, Major League Baseball outfielder Ben Zobrist won a World Series with the Royals. Then he went to the Cubs, and the following year, the Cubs broke that 108-year curse and won a World Series. Zobrist was named MVP. Things were going for him. Things were going great for him.
Yeah.
He was having a great career. However, last March, he retired from baseball, and now he is learning the full extent of what his pastor was up to. He had a pastor, the pastor of the Community Bible Church in Nashville, a guy named Brian Yawn. The pastor was the pre-marriage counselor for Zobrist and his wife, and during their marriage was the counselor. And at one point during the marriage, he encouraged Zobrist to give his wife space, to let her go, give her some space. Now he has come to find out that Pastor Yawn and his wife have had an extensive affair, and hence the reason to give him some space.
Yeah, no wonder she needed some space.
Yes, Zobrist also had this pastor working for him as the executive director of his charity. And claims that this pastor stole money from the charity. The pastor no longer affiliated with that church. Zobrist no longer affiliated with his wife. But he is now suing that pastor for $6 million. And he might just get it because he gave up $8 million in salary in 2019 to take 4 months off from the Cubs so that he could work on his marriage.
Wow.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here, but that's a special place in hell for you there, Pastor. Pastor Yawn. The Astros knocked off the Orioles 10-2. The Orioles, man, they suck. And speaking of losers, you got to give it up for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They actually won last night. They did. And they beat a very good team. They beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-1. Now, the Diamondbacks had lost 17 straight games before last night. They win last night, but fortunately for everybody that roots against them, they still have their 23-game road losing streak intact.
Oh, good. So
good job by them. The Mets and Braves played, too.
Oh, love a doubleheader.
And I also love a couple of baseball games played back-to-back by the same two teams. The Mets swept both games. They beat the Braves 4-2 and 1-0, so how about that? And in a battle of two very good teams out west, the Padres knocked off the Dodgers in San Diego 6-2. And here's your fun fact. The French prefer to use pink toilet paper.
Do they?
They do. And there's a reason, because apparently pink, by having that pink color in, it's not, you're not using bleach to make it white, and it's allegedly better for the environment than using the bleach.
Oh, no kidding.
That's what they say.